When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
1-2, 2-2-2.
I think we're
1-2, 1-2.
Sounds like it's on.
Is this it?
1-2. The way you have this, the camera set up right now.
It's sitting on a PS4.
It's so funny.
Exactly. My camera is sitting on a PS4. Right
and you
now.
Also have it angled in a way where you're facing us.
Yeah,
son, it's
you're this. Facing us, and it looks like this weird like POV.
I'm like Parks.
POV. This like POV. Like
I'm like Parks on the
POV. POV your podcasting yeah. with yeah. us.
It's casting couch vibes. It's cinematic, pornographic.
This is such a funny.
Yeah. Hold on, we like tiny.
I felt bad. I liked how low Brandon was in the frame, so I was trying to get. I liked this kind of like. Oh, I'm barely here.
I mean, it's a lot of this. I splay.
If you weren't here, he would have his legs across like on the table.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm sorry. No, cramping your style.
No, not at all. Not at all.
That's on me.
Lou Wilson. Lou Wilson, welcome to the BJS Stew.
Hey, it's a thrill to be here, man.
Dog, it's good to see you, son.
It's good to see you, man.
Bro, last time I seen you was like, for sure, when things was like, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's been a minute.
Shit felt good.
Well, because I remember there was a time, and I felt so recognized. I was like wearing like a denim jacket and some jeans, and you came up to me, and you're like, all right, the Canadian tuxedo. I'll never forget. I was waiting in line for tacos. I was like, oh. This man sees me right now.
Yeah, you were coming with something classic.
Exactly, dude. I appreciate it.
It's good
to be back.
This
man.
Hat is nice, too. You got the rugby. You got the New Zealand
kit on. Of
course,
you know, my parents went to Paris, and this is what they brought me back.
They brought you back some shit from New Zealand?
New Zealand shit, yeah.
Okay. It's the rugby team. They call them the All Blacks.
Yeah. Wow. They were there.
I don't know who's black on the team, but they are.
Yeah, I don't think there are any black people on the team.
Not necessarily.
But I think it was the Rugby World Cup at the time.
Yes.
So there you go.
Yeah, damn.
We got some dates out there coming up.
in NZ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys cruising through?
Yeah, it's gonna be Bonzer.
Adelaide.
We're gonna do Kiwis.
Auckland out to Oakland. What does he say on Lupe? The album that he doesn't like.
Yeah.
Which one doesn't he like?
Lasers.
He doesn't like Lasers?
He doesn't like Lasers.
I loved Lasers.
No, the Lasers. Oh, wait. What's the show goes on? Ground out to green grass. Picket fence or bars. Yeah. But he goes Oakland out to Auckland. You know what I'm talking about.
I can hear him.
It's
saying
like positive.
Auckland.
It's like a song about doing your best.
Yeah,
and being yourself or something. Like it's like something that he doesn't like it.
Yeah,
I don't think he likes it because it's not. It's I feel like they tried to get him to do poppier stuff.
They tried to put the dress on him. Damn, son.
They tried to put the dress on him.
Baphomet? Who is it?
I haven't finished the...
Oh, you haven't watched it yet?
I haven't finished Cat Rogan
Baphomet,
yet. I started
Baphomet
it.
Out of here.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's like some Hotep vibes?
Baphomet is... No, he's like a devil who is like both sexes. And so he is... Mm. These are all rituals. Like the ritual to pray to Baphomet is to kiss the ring, which may or may not actually be the tip of his penis. Mm-hmm. And so if you're on that, so you know, it's all a ritual to the man woman that is Baphomet, you know?
Yeah. You haven't had to wear the dress on Kimmel yet.
Not yet.
But I will.
But you will.
If it gives me that ludicrous lifestyle, I will.
You been three Fast movies?
Yeah,
three
damn,
movies.
All
you gotta
do
is put his one sundress
this man
on.
Went to space. That's where
it's like one in exchange for one dress.
One
you get
dress, three
you get three fa- Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah,
y'all tell me you ain't putting on a dress. Y'all look at me dead in my eye. Tell me you ain't putting on a dress.
I might do it.
Y'all wild right now. All right, Ludacris at the Super Bowl.
That's it's true.
Where is Cat Williams? You know, that's just what I'm saying. I'm putting on the
Cat Williams is doing great.
Is he?
I mean, yeah. this is the year of Cat.
I mean, he is.
He's about to do the May 11th or something. He's doing a YouTube. He's doing YouTube theater.
Oh, okay.
Massive.
Like a live
one? Live on Netflix.
Okay.
Live
on Netflix.
Damn.
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do what?
I just the Chris Rock tried it and it didn't go great.
It went all right.
I'm not saying it went bad, but yeah. It's not like we're all like, man, remember?
But
yeah,
Kat, we gotta be there that yeah. night. Yeah.
But Kat, I feel like that's like you want to see what he's gonna do live.
Well, I do it's think that's definitely part gonna be of it, bigger. Right? You're like, I think I have to cut the feed. Like,
right.
At what point? What's gonna happen? You
that's
know?
Like that's the appeal, yes. Right?
The danger.
Yeah, the appeal is the danger.
I just want to watch him in that race car simulator some more. You see him in the race car simulator?
No.
He's hanging out at Joe Rogan. He's playing Gran Turismo at Joe Rogan's house.
Uh-huh.
It was looking pretty fun.
And he's in the... No, it's like a $70,000 racing simulator.
It's real as fuck, bro. Like, he got a little...
Is it the one with the screens where they go like that?
The wraparound?
Yeah.
Probably got to be, because it was like a real inside of a fucking car. Mm. He looks so happy.
No, it looks really cool. But no, Cat's doing great. I mean, I saw him maybe 2 years ago at Barclays.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's like,
you know what?
People are acting like it's a renaissance, but he's been I saw him at an arena, and it's a packed arena.
A few years ago, bro. Yeah. I mean, he's been on for 20 years. It's crazy that it doesn't like I never see an ad. He might have one radio ad on any, like, whatever station is playing the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah.
He might have one radio ad
right.
for his show.
Yeah.
That's it. You hear about him at a barbershop, and that's it.
Yeah. And he's selling shit out.
Man.
God, yeah.
To be doing those word of mouth numbers just like that, where it's just like, oh.
Sounds so nice.
Oh, Cat's in town? All right. We're canceling plans. We're going.
We're going, son. And he's going to have a crazy hat on.
Like, that's, I mean, no, very, very few of us have that.
Nobody
has that.
Yeah.
Cat Williams has that. Everybody else, it's like, hey, it's me, your agent. If you don't start posting reels, we're going to have you fucking killed.
Hey, let's get those reels going. How about that?
Why won't they just fix it, I feel like so I got, we don't have to do reels.
I got like an email that's like, here's how to post a reel.
They told you how to do it?
It's like, it was literally like,
damn.
It wasn't.
They sent you DaVinci Resolve?
It was basically that.
Damn.
Like they, the pressure's on right now.
This is the type of shit that makes me not want to succeed.
It's crazy, bro. I had a very similar thing. I like my manager a lot, but we did like get into it. Cause it, like, he was like, let's make some TikTok, like it's like you ain't even got to make them. Let's just take clips from your other stuff, but let's get it. We gotta get them likes. We gotta get on that algorithm. And it was just like, please stop.
Yeah,
like, it's just I don't know.
You got in right before. I feel like this is like of the past couple years.
Yes,
the switch. But you already had like what's the Dungeons and Dragons
Dimension
show?
20.
Dimension 20. Which I didn't know how big that was.
Oh yeah,
right. I know how funny you are, and I know you as a friend, and you know, but I didn't know about this Dungeons and Dragons show.
Sold
and then
out tour in London.
We're doing
two sold out shows in London.
Damn,
There's two sold out shows in Dublin.
Where are you guys playing in London?
In London, we're at the event something Apollo. Something, it's a word with an E before Apollo. It's
you
like
at the British Apollo?
Yeah, we're at the British Apollo.
They got Harlem in London?
They colonized it, took it, fucking brought it back.
We were at a Kendrick Lamar concert, and there were like 10 people that were like, I love the Dungeons & Dragons show.
It's real, man.
Yeah, damn. It's huge.
So, we got shows coming up. Yeah, it's a whole ass... But it's also this like niche, right? It's like I tell people about it. I tell anyone over 40 about it, and they go like, "That's nice," and they like pat me on the head and walk away. But I have legions of fucking 17-year-olds at my command.
And what is this on? What's this on?
Dropout.tv.
It's on Dropout.tv, which I didn't know that's that was College Humor's old. It used to be College Humor.
Yeah.
Let's drop out that. And people are going to a website.
It's popping, dude. It's popping.
People are, you're big on something where people are going to a website.
They go to a website, give us $5 and hop in.
That's crazy. Because people are very often not times going to websites.
Mm-hmm. No. These people have time to go to a website.
I'm waiting for this to come to me.
Yeah.
They're going to a website.
We got people who are actively wanting to engage and be a part of this community, and it's incredible.
Damn, Dropout TV is such a good name.
It's not bad, right?
Damn, I wish I thought of this in 06.
And then, like, you used to, like, I mean, we were talking about how, like, you were writing for Kimmel because you were like, okay, it's the pandemic.
Yeah.
I need money.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this writing job.
Let me see what Guillermo talking about.
And exactly. Made you the announcer.
And then they made the
And then you're like, okay, I have to do 500 times less work.
Yeah.
And I get paid, like, way more.
But yeah, about the same.
Did you have to see Guillermo for the gig? Did y'all have to go, like, one-on-one? Did they make y'all play basketball or something?
I'd give anything for that to be the case, man. I'd give anything if they were like, what's up? If Guillermo is still the security guard, you have to get past him. You want to be in the studio? You want to be in the studio? I'll juke my man. Go to work.
You got to see him.
No, I just auditioned. They had me do a few announces. And then I heard nothing for 3 months to the point where I forgot about it. And then Jimmy called me into his office, and I was like, they're going to fire me. It's about time. It's about time. We both seeing how this is going.
Those one-liners I put up, I could see.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm looking, I ain't had a joke in a minute. You know, it's that time. It's that time. And I love Jimmy, and he got me through a lot. So, you know, it's okay. It's all right.
Actively accepting.
And I truly, one of my coworkers was like, it's good news. And I went, that's very kind of you. But I remember there was nothing like positive in my body on the walk over. And I got in there and they were like, we'd like you to be the announcer. We listen to your tape. We like it. We'll put you on air. We're going to get you some suits and let's go to work. And at the time they were like, you're going to still write and then you'll do the announce. And then like 2 months in, they were like, you ain't got to write anymore. And I was like, thank you.
That's crazy.
The last bit I did.
What's the schedule?
The schedule? Fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah. End of the week.
Exactly. First off, Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't work on Fridays for the most part.
Yeah.
Fuck with it.
Day starts 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Roll up 11:30.
Need that. Yeah.
Go to a rehearsal, watch some shit. Watch that shit. Be done with watching shit. Go back, eat a lunch that's been provided for me.
Talk to the craft service lady.
Talk to the craft service.
Her name is Miss Yolanda, Miss Sheila.
Yeah, it's the best. And she's always got snacks. And she got, if I'm feeling it, she's got those little Uncrustables that she keeps in the fridge.
Mm-hmm. She might ask you to talk to her son for a while. Hey, can you talk to my son?
I'm happy to do it. Happy to provide guidance. But yeah, and then I just chill 12 to like 3. 3 o'clock, I go over, do the, practice the VO, then get in hair and makeup, go back, chill for another hour, 4 o'clock, do the show.
And then you're just like,
and then I go, Jake, live from Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
You put the sauce. Yo, the sauce you say like what, put on it?
We did say like, thing,
say,
you know?
Say some names.
Anna de Armas. Is that a woman?
Say Idi
yeah,
Amin.
Yeah, she is.
Say Idi Amin.
Oh, is she?
Sir Sharonin. Who else?
Say Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un. Anna Sawai. I probably should have put those people
together. Yeah, but I like it. It felt good. That's a good show.
There it is.
I'm tuned in to that episode.
Wild, you know? Yeah. I didn't keep Kim on the couch for that one. You know, he's going to stay out.
Oh, yeah.
He'll hang out.
Do they still hang out on the couch?
Sometimes. It depends on the guests. But if the guests know each other, sometimes Jimmy will be like, hey, Ray Romano, you want to hang out while we bring out Sebastian Maniscalco? And Ray will be like, sure.
Yeah.
And they will have dap up. I have a little Italian
brother. There's actually brotherhood. Make sure they know that the tribes are meeting.
There's, early Kimmel that I saw this picture the other day, and it's like they had Neil Hamburger on, and Mila Kunis was the first guest.
Okay.
And Mila Kunis stayed for Neil Hamburger, and so there's like a nice shot of of like on the couch,
his arms folded.
Yeah.
Like,
why?
Let's see what he got.
Well, Jimmy talks about it. Of like, there are these, like, in the early days when they had trouble booking gets, there are these, like, incredible combinations. Like, there, he was talking about it on the podcast they did over the summer, where there was, like, a day where it was, like, Tommy Lasorda and a guy who's eaten nothing but McDonald's for 30 years. And, like, it's those guys on the couch together.
I just, do that. Do more of that.
Every night.
That's way more. That's, like... I am far more intrigued by that than most celebrity stories.
It would be fun to just have one celebrity and one wild person. And that's just the way it is. Just every time, it's one person who's going to, like, who just wants to do the talking points for the new Marvel movie. And then one person who, like, cuts their own hair.
Yeah.
Like, and has saved it in bags for 40 years.
We just get whoever was and on the bus who doesn't have a criminal record.
Exactly. Of course, we're doing bad.
I need the PR machine celeb to stick around for Freaky Mike. we got
Freaky Mike.
Okay. So first guess, we've got I don't Jennifer Lawrence or whatever. Yes. But then
and my dog Freaky Mike.
Freaky Mike, and he just got out the pen.
Yeah,
he just got out the slammer.
Probably County,
yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. And it's just kind of 10 minutes of just Jennifer Lawrence being in fear. You know?
Yeah.
Everybody wondering what it's going to.
He just got out of jail for a non-sexual crime.
Yeah. Everything's been, we searched it thoroughly.
That's what
First off.
We think everybody's okay. I just want to be clear. That's just how every interview, the second part of the interview starts, is like, hey, what's up? Welcome back. We're about to be joined by Freaky Mike. We think everyone's going to be okay.
I mean, that's what was happening at like one point on that show. Like when like Andy Dick like groped Ivanka Trump.
Hey.
Yeah.
On cable. When it was actually live. The show actually used to be live.
Oh, yeah. It used to be live.
And yeah.
The audience also used to be able to drink.
Yeah, and like the audience was drunk and the guests.
What?
In the first week,
Kimmel?
They used to have an open bar for the audience before the show.
Yeah.
And they, it lasted one week because within a week, somebody was throwing up somebody thrown up mid show and everyone was like, cut it, shut it down.
Too much,
no
man.
More.
Yeah.
Man, not only do I get to make $75 today, ain't y'all gonna give me free vodka cranberries?
Crazy, dude.
Yeah.
I have that problem even now, like at an open bar where I still have that like scarcity mindset. Like when I get to an open bar, I'm like, what if drinking becomes illegal tomorrow?
Right.
Like I gotta get mine.
Right.
I gotta get mine.
Prohibition could come back at any moment.
Come back at any moment.
The last time I saw you, open bar.
And it was a problem for me.
Yeah.
At one point, the people opened a bottle of champagne. I was like, you have champagne? And they were like, we have this. And they opened it. And I went, that's my problem. I'm not going to leave no champagne here. Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna have a half-empty bottle of champagne because
Kate
of
Moss
me.
Disease.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you got the Kate Moss syndrome. She loves champagne. That's what was her downfall, bro.
Honestly, not bad. That's good company.
Yeah. I mean, I guess open bars are oftentimes events where it feels like a trap, actually. It feels like a test that I'm failing because I'm like, every time there's an open bar, it's usually like some shit where like there's a lot of people that are more important slash more powerful than me.
Yeah. Yes. You're at Suitville.
Yeah. It's like it's always some situation where it's like, oh, there are people who could probably change my life for the better, and I'm about to squander that. I'm about to squander that in a major way.
Yeah,
and not only will I squander it, I will probably sabotage. I will probably
it will be in a fantastic fashion.
Yeah,
big time.
I'm gonna make some first impressions.
Mushroom cloud.
Yes. Yeah, you're gonna go to a meeting with one of these people in 3 years, and they're gonna go, "I know you.
Oh yeah, where you that guy?
I watched you fucking. I watched you pantless. like push over someone's grandma and send her to.
I mean, I was pretty smooth at that open bar. I was like, I was pretty smooth. But in the past, it's not. I guess it's not about just that. When it's open bar plus something else, then that can be a problem. But I'm not. There's no something else.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, this is a new day.
Yeah.
Back in the day, yeah, sure.
Back in the day.
You might have caught him showing the the mother of the head of A24 some R. Kelly videos on like, YouTube or something.
It's just hilarious.
But that's a different time. Yeah.
Different time.
We're here now.
Yeah.
I remember my, like, the one where, because I fully agree with you. They are a test. And the one I failed the hardest was in, like 2021 or 22. I went to the premiere of the League of Legends show, Arcane, on Netflix. Okay. I don't know if y'all watched it. It's pretty cool. But I went to the premiere, and I got so messed up, like truly on another level. Like I hadn't been that drunk maybe ever,
like actually twisted,
like truly twisted. At the end of the night, I walked up to the bar. They had a bunch of expensive scotch. They had all these like scotch tasting zones, and I walked up to the bar, grabbed a bottle that they were organizing to put away. I grabbed it, and the guy who was running the event went, ha ha, and I went, yeah. And I took that. Then I went to another bar that they were closing down and was just going through boxes, taking bottles. I took 4 bottles home that night in front of staff that were, I think, were just like, oh, do we stop him? Like, I don't know who paid for this. I don't know who's expecting this these alcohol to come home. But I literally came home with a tote bag full of alcohol, but also continued to drink that night to the point where I blacked out and came to on the floor of my shower because my friends had taken me home. I'd immediately created a pool of vomit so large that they were worried I was going to drown in it. And so they put me in the shower and resuscitated me. That was the moment where I was like, it's time.
This is it.
We got to call. You know, that's, I got, now that's I just it. Got.
I need to be paying for my
exactly.
drinks.
Exactly. I need to be paying for my drinks. I can't. I go to open bars now and I'm just like, man, just take it. Just fucking take my money. All right. I got that K Monster disease, man. I can't turn down champagne.
Really, it's hard. It's hereditary. Exactly. I'm really fortunate that all of these moments was not in LA for me. I was doing this type of shit in Virginia, which had no impact on a, like, you can do whatever you want in Clarendon, Virginia. Act however you want.
House parties are open bars.
Yeah, sure.
But it's like, that's like, not.
There was some shits, like the DC days, I remember, like, getting pretty fucked up at, like, a Jameson event at Park.
You ever end up in, like, a DC event with, like, politics.
Ooh, no, you know, I think the closest
politrickians.
I was never really with the dudes. I was never really in the zone. Embassy Roto, sometimes on the weekend, weekday, you would see some dudes like the French Embassy.
A congressional page getting freaky.
Is the
freaky
French Embassy a bar, or are we talking about the literal French
they
Embassy?
They hand out free booze.
Oh, I did do a show at the French Embassy once.
Have y'all both been to the French Embassy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like everybody's been to the French Embassy.
It's like going to the mall.
So. Everybody's been to the
DC. Everybody's hanging out at the French Embassy.
It's like to the nice mall. It's like going to a nice mall, but it is still
accessible.
Okay.
We was over there.
Yeah, no, like 2012, I did like...
Yeah, it's pretty early on, right?
Yeah, I did like a show at the French Embassy, but it wasn't my show. I'm doing like... It was like Brightest Young Things, which was like some kind of like hipster shit in D.C., but they had a big event at the French Embassy, and I remember I don't know, there was like...
Probably some free champagne.
Probably that.
Yeah.
But why was that? Why were they doing that?
Because they just was like, fuck it.
The French Embassy was just, they were getting live.
Go ahead, yeah.
And you described it as a nice mall. Is it a mall?
No,
or
it's not a mall. Just
it's an embassy.
Just in terms of the access.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
In terms of like.
Yeah. In terms of
being
how
able to,
big of a deal it is.
Yeah.
It's a French Embassy. It's not that.
If you got flip-flops on,
I'll take
the
bus to
leave.
The French Embassy. It ain't.
Yeah.
It's whatever, honestly. It's literally nothing. You could just be in there.
Je suis Jamel. <You know>? Yeah.
All the European embassies turn up.
That's cool shit, dude.
Yeah.
Get some free cheese in there, too. A little fruit-infused water.
Yeah. But isn't that where... I don't know. I don't know what goes... I don't know really what goes down there.
I think it's
like,
just...
Otherwise.
It's just a place to go if you're about to get arrested.
That's where you go,
really
like, lose your passport.
Yeah.
They got French spies.
They got to. But I don't even know. I think they're spying on how we have sex.
Yeah.
I don't think they're looking for military secrets.
Exactly.
They just want to know what
our... They're just trying to figure some... Yeah.
What our main stroke looks like.
Yeah. They're just peeping Toms. They're just looking inside the windows of young women.
It's just like a James Bond looking motherfucker. Just like wandering through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
With a big newspaper.
Which is not uncommon in D.C. Northwest, you will totally see a guy in a pea coat with a big-ass paper on it.
No, it's just a French guy looking through the windows at American university dorms. And just...
with a big ass legal pad. Yeah. Huge.
Just walking around. You
writing that big cursive, you know, like they do.
George Washington University. Yes, I do go here. I go to this school. I go to this school. And
nobody asked you that, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's hello, I am George. I go to the school.
Hey, son, you in McDonald's. This is not even on the campus, bro.
Exactly.
You on the other side of the campus.
Man, there's a bunch of perverts. They're perverts and like, they're a bunch of perverts and layabouts.
Wow.
Talk to them.
But that's like, but I guess I say that just because I'm like, I don't know. Like,
you know
I'm,
what it looks like.
I'm kind that's of a per-
you
know, I'm kind yeah. of a pervert in a way
you
about.
Can see it though. Yeah.
Exactly. You're like, you can you're like me.
But I'm like that's
it.
Yeah. No, I do like kind of have the. I oftentimes I'm like, oh, I kind of have the life of a Frenchman.
A little
but
bit.
Like, that's well, I guess romantic. I guess I'm jealous that they that it that's does, just sort of like more culturally accepted.
It does seem like cigarettes don't hurt you.
They don't.
When I think about French people, I feel like cigarettes don't really affect.
Lord knows they don't.
The insides.
They don't. You've seen me with them things.
Of course, I do like. You know, I do like that idea that like to see a person smoking and just go, "You're impervious."
Yeah. Like, yeah, like you're not. You well, you could do this for 100 years.
This is the bravest guy I've ever seen in my life.
This dude's doing open heart surgery with just a fucking
with a
just like
Turkish golden
exactly.
Was ashing the guy's
nurse,
chest.
No, that's good
nurse
for him.
Ashtray.
Those are good minerals for him. If
exactly.
I just ash it once,
good sediment. Yeah. You know.
No, this is an American spirit. There's no additives.
It's gonna make him tougher, man.
I rolled this. It's fine. I've never gotten to that. I've never rolled my own cigs.
Which is the final step.
Yes.
Yeah. That was
European.
Pally did that the other day. I saw him.
Okay.
We got friend of the pod.
Hey.
Adam Pally.
He probably used some real high level
tobacco
as well.
I
some shit from like a
Handed me a
this the last
cig.
Running plantation. It's all white people working the fields.
That
now.
Is, I guess, like that is like my friend went to Germany and came back and was like, I roll cigarettes now, and I was like, all right.
Oh my god!
And
like from Berlin,
Hamburg actually.
Oh, from Hamburg.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So you know, it's kind of different.
I just assumed Berlin.
I mean, most people do.
Yeah.
Though I did just learn, Hamburg, most bridges in. Europe.
Oh, okay.
Well, over, yeah, most bridges in Europe.
Get across.
That's huge.
Cross the line.
They got three rivers in the city, so they need all them bridges.
That's not enough. How many fucking bridges do you need for three fucking rivers?
I don't know.
Because you think how long is the river, bro? Because then you got to have a road. The road
I think
goes
it's all
miles
just like, and... it's all like broken up and shit. Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, all this to say, he's been going to a tobacco shop, and they do seem to like sell it like that. They're like, these are like... This is like a small community farm run by the descendants of real slaves, like out here rolling, like selling tobacco and like he had like some like Norwegian shit.
Of course.
So it seems
Europe's
to be
last
like,
white slaves.
Exactly. They're holding the serfs, you know. this place still got serfs. I don't know about you. I feel like I smoked one of those and it hits. Way harder. I mean, you're impervious to tobacco.
Yeah, it's like harsh. It is like harsher.
I feel like, it's an intense experience.
Well, because it's just tobacco. All of the things that are bad in cigarettes are, they're there to help you. they want to help you. They want to go down smooth. Hey. Yeah.
Okay, Brandon Morris.
Yeah.
Morris right here. Here we go.
But no, I mean I like it at the end of the day.
Has anyone ever called it grandfather tobacco to you?
Oh no.
Oh, no.
Like a tobacco pipe?
Yeah, well my friend's girlfriend did ayahuasca and she was talking to me about how she was like you shouldn't feel bad about smoking grandfather tobacco. And she called it grandfather tobacco like 4 times in a row. That made me go like, this is a thing. Like somewhere out there where people
call it. After the third
time,
you got
to
feel like.
After the third time, if like you're going to use it 4 times in conversation and not feel like you need to explain it.
It better be real.
You've gone somewhere and other people have said, yes, of course, grandfather tobacco. And and not made faces.
Right.
But I don't know. So you haven't heard grandfather
I've never
tobacco.
Heard the term grandfather tobacco, but
okay.
I'm about to start using it.
See what it is.
I just noticed did you match your socks to the Cookie Monster shirt?
Honestly, no. Not intentionally, but yes. I put on the socks first, and then I saw the shirt.
You should get, because I'm looking at the, you should get the flat brim.
See me?
Wow. You should get the Cookie Monster flat brim.
Oh, with like his face?
Yeah.
Where his face is popping out the top?
Yeah.
That was a big hat.
No, that was back in the day. Cookie Monster flat brim.
You must. You have.
You know the Cookie Monster flat brim.
When was the last time you was in Orange County? You seen one.
Oh. Okay, now actually, honestly, you saying that crystallized it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you've seen that joint, man. It was big. I mean, it was really big in the digital name belt era.
Got it, yes.
That was the height. You get your name belt,
and you got your.
It says "I love cookies," and then you have the hat.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you know
of
course. That.
It took me a second. Yeah. I'm caught up.
Next time I go to Dave and Buster's, I will have the hat. I'll have this on. I'll be top down.
Yeah,
some little slippers.
Cookie
too.
Monster down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Cookie Monster down to the socks.
Yeah.
I know me.
Can I be real? I was thinking the exact same thing. Also, in my head, I was going, Cookie Monster down to the socks.
Yo, what if I had just like the fuzzy shorts?
Ooh.
Like some Andre 3000
mm-hmm.
blue shorts with this?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can you imagine seeing me walking out of a convenience store?
Yeah.
Like a juice, shaking the shit out of a juice?
I mean, I'd be...
Shaking
I'd be
the
like,
fuck out of a juice.
Oh, he really thinks he's the Cookie Monster. Oh, this guy really thinks he's.
Is that positive?
This guy really thinks he's the Cookie Monster.
It still feels positive.
It's how
he's saying it.
Because, you know, it's like aspirational. It's like, oh, this guy really thinks he
yeah.
He think he could be the Cookie Monster.
You know what? Maybe he could.
How many cookies does it take?
Your shirt right now. Also, the Cookie Monster on your shirt is it's Cookie Monster wearing a button
down.
I do love that. That
pictures of cookies.
I really fuck with that.
Yeah.
Oh, you should see what he's doing on the back.
Let me see.
He's like gaming. He's like doing. He's got like it's like a four
panel. Oh
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, show that to them.
He's doing his thing.
See, now that's aspirate. Like, the idea.
See what I'm saying?
I'm always like, the Cookie Monster just eats cookies. And this is like, nah.
He does everything but with cookies
with
him.
With cookies, dude.
You feel me?
Yeah.
He just ain't, he don't go nowhere without them.
Yeah.
But he'll pop out.
Of course.
You'll see him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
For oatmeal raisins, whatever.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's not a big deal.
He's living a whole ass life.
Has he come to Jimmy?
Been on the show?
Yeah.
I don't think so yet.
I thought you were going to just be like, has he come?
Has he ever come? Has Elmo been on Jimmy Kimmel?
I don't think Elmo's been on. I don't think Jimmy's done an interview with
No Sesame? Damn. It seems like a straight line.
It seems like a layup,
you know, but I don't think so. In my heart of hearts, I'm trying to think if we've ever even done an interview with a fake person.
They must have did some Muppets.
Thank God.
ABC is always bringing the Muppets out.
Yeah, I feel like, okay, Jimmy Fallon knows Elmo.
Oh, Jimmy, I mean, Jimmy Fallon will interview anybody.
Jimmy and Elmo, listen, they got some tape people they might not want to see. Mm. That's what I'll say about Elmo. I don't want to draw comparisons to Diddy and Elmo, but I could if I wanted to.
Oh, Kermit was on.
Oh, we had Kermit on?
You had Kermit on. In 2015, but that's before your time.
It was before my time.
They're sitting on the couch.
See, that's also a pre-Trump world.
Yeah, see.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at them.
You can have Kermit out.
Exactly.
Yeah, you see them on the couch.
Kermit with his girl?
With his girl.
With his girl with the leggings?
Would you do Kimmel with your girl?
Whoa. Did you see the leggings are crazy.
Oh, she got like the fishnets?
On the leggings?
Here.
She got like some hosiery.
Yeah, look at that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, she came to play.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Miss Piggy certainly affected me sexually.
Yeah.
Undeniably. I think you,
listen, y'all know me.
Uh-huh.
All right? Miss Piggy played a role.
Yeah.
For better or worse.
I know, yeah. Yeah, I know that. Yep. Yep. I know that's right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not, that's not my, I like,
Yeah, which Muppet are you fucking?
Do you remember Kermit's new girlfriend?
Ooh,
Kermit got a new girlfriend.
Well, Kermit got a new girlfriend, and then I think he got back with Miss Piggy.
Oh, but you like the new thing?
Yeah. Well, she's like, yeah, this girl.
You like Kermit's new thing, huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, new girlfriend. Denise.
Denise? Wow.
That's yeah. a great new girlfriend name.
Right?
Yep.
Her name is
Denise. To go from
Denise.
What? Oh!
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like if Miss Piggy was Russian.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How'd they make a puppet
That's
Russian?
Yeah, Denise.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's insane.
He was showing her YouTube clips.
Yeah.
Slim.
Wait, are Wowzers. They just hanging out in the photos?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, damn. They were like hanging out at a laptop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like a new laptop.
Yeah, I remember there was a headline that's like, Kermit has a new girlfriend. Oh, yeah, there it is. Kermit has a new girlfriend. Good. His last one was a domestic abuser.
Ooh, well, yeah. Hey.
Miss Piggy regularly beat him up, and everyone thought it was funny. Not anymore.
Miss Piggy did used to get physical.
I mean, yeah. physical. I definitely was like, oh, that's, you know.
This is what love
is. That's love.
This is what love
you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes yeah. she is going to express it that way.
Yeah.
Again, this is, yeah, here we go. Yeah, there's been relatively little discussion of the most salient aspect of the now terminated relationship. Piggy regularly beat up Kermit. Hi-ya!
Whoa!
Yeah, which we've seen that. We see she
yeah,
like
yeah,
karate chops him.
Yeah, yeah,
of course.
I thought they wrote that.
The fact that the Piggy-Kermit relationship could be seen as harmless fun had a lot to do with the fact that the violence in their relationship was female on male rather than the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
If Kermit were constantly hitting Piggy hard enough to knock off her feet and into furniture or shrubbery, there would be cultural pushback.
It'd be a way bigger show in like in Russia, probably overseas. Yeah. We could probably get that overseas,
yeah.
other hemispheres.
It's like Kermit just
beating the dog,
hitting his girlfriend.
It is Jesus. So insane yeah. to think about if a large part of the Muppets was just the Kermit beat on Miss Piggy. Just Miss Piggy's like, sorry, Kermit.
Yeah.
Like, I have no hamburgers, and he's just like, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like the way they framed that was like, of course not.
Yeah.
But the way it hit my ear, I was like, yeah. let me see.
Yeah. Let's just see a couple.
Yeah.
Let's just see the pilot.
Let me
you
see.
Know?
What's the
day where Kermit swings back? You know, he gets yeah. Hayat, gets up, walks yeah. over, just bah.
You can only get tested so much. You know?
Yeah, you know, Kermit just leaves the room, comes back yeah. with a pistol, and just starts screaming, God. What now?
Yeah.
What now?
Yeah.
Listen, you can't spell Chris Brown without some letters that are in
Kermit.
A portion
the
of the letters.
R?
Yeah.
Maybe most of the letters, actually. I think there's actually only two letters.
Yeah. Yes, I think it might be. I think it's just the R.
He took it so much.
Oh, an I.
Man.
He was just, he just sort of, it's been years.
You're talking about Kermit.
Yeah.
Just to clarify.
Oh,
He is talking about Kermit the Frog.
I'm talking about Kermit the
He's
Frog.
He's talking about Kermit the Puppet
I am
Frog.
Talking about Kermit the Frog.
To be very clear.
Yeah. Let's be very clear.
As clear as day.
Talking about Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog here.
Yeah. And, you know. He can sing and dance, so yeah. Oh, I'm talking about Kermit.
Still talking yeah. about Kermit.
I'm talking about Kermit. I'm talking about Kermit.
I'm
talking about Kermit.
Kermit also had a Michael Jackson tribute planned. All right.
Yeah, I mean Kermit can't dance, but he can. Lord knows he can sing.
He can move though. He put the hat on. He was doing the
yeah.
He has some big.
He
kicks.
Has a whole thing.
Yeah,
he has a whole fucking thing.
It's true.
You guys see Chris Brown is beefing with Ruffles right now.
What?
Ruffles wouldn't let him play in the Celebrity All-Star Game, the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game. He was supposed to be on the roster, which is a mistake.
Yeah.
And then somewhere between that happening and Ruffles and ESPN getting on the rosters, they was like, hey, maybe we don't let Chris Brown play. Mm-hmm. So they didn't let him play. And then Chris Brown was like, yo, Ruffles, y'all know y'all took me off the roster. Y'all some bitches for that. And then Ruffles was like, son, we didn't have anything to do with it. Yeah. Ruffles lying.
Right.
Ruffles lying like shit. They just make chips. They just trying to just.
Well, that's what's crazy about nowadays, right? Is that like Ruffles be like, no, we ain't gonna do this. But like, and you'll yell at Ruffles online. But what it, and I guess there is a real person on the other side of this. But for me, it's just a small picture of Chris Brown saying a lot of things to a picture of a bag of chips with Jason Tatum's face on it. And them going like, I'll be like, yeah. Sorry, Chris.
It does sound, it reads like he's mad at the chips.
At the chips.
And not the people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ruffles out here.
Ruffles out here lying on my name, man.
Yeah,
y'all
wait,
know
I need to see this.
He's just like walking around a grocery store just fucking punching bags of Ruffles.
And there's both, and they, Ruffles left the tweet up. They have a tweet that's like, listen, we are not responsible for anything at basketball. And then Chris Brown's like, y'all some, you know.
Yeah, I really like this. This double XL, this double XL picture. Chris Brown calls cap on Ruffles' statement denying their involvement in player decisions for this picture. It's like Chris Brown next to the fucking. It's just a bag of Ruffles.
I mean, yeah. What else you gonna fight? You know, yeah, Ruffles exactly. Ain't a person. It's Ruffles, a bag of chips.
It's a bag of chips, dude.
Ruffles, I guess y'all trying to save face now. Cowards. I've no reason to lie. Y'all know I don't chase clout.
He said cowards.
Yeah, he said.
Yeah, he called Ruffles cowards.
Five blue emoji caps.
Wow.
Stand on business. Don't try to make it look like I'm tripping.
Telling a bag of chips to stand on business. don't have legs. It's a bag.
Stand on business. God chips. Damn it, Ruffles.
Grow some legs and stand on business.
Whoa.
Yeah. This was the biggest story from the All-Star Weekend for me.
Yeah.
Chris Brown versus Ruffles.
I completely missed this.
It's ongoing.
Since we last podcasted last night, Meek Mill has been tweeting more.
Yeah.
Meek Mill, so what, about, can you catch me up on Meek Mill? Like,
man, you came to the right show.
All I saw, I scrolled through Twitter to hurt myself just for like, you know, once or twice a day. And there was just a thread that was like, Meek Mill is not human, a thread. And I never went further down.
Well, that was just like weird, weird Meek Mill moments from the past. But he's been on a tirade. He's been tweeting nonstop.
Did he?
Yes, because he's like, Diddy did not fuck me. Did not fuck Diddy. But
He was like silently named in a lawsuit.
Yes, I saw that.
He was named in a lawsuit where they don't name him, but they're like, they go a singer who has a Vegas residency and recently performs at the Super Bowl, and a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj, and so it's like,
who else
you know,
is it?
You know the easiest game of guess who. But he has just been tweeting about how much he loves pussy, and how like he's not. Yeah.
He almost crashed his car because he loves pussy.
Wow. Yeah. That's the offensive?
Yeah.
That's
what he's on. That's what he's on.
And then he also put out an EP today where the track list is not helping his case. Oh. Where everybody's like, bro, even the track list is not helping these allegations. This is a gay track list. Because here's the first song on the album. This is like the craziest thing to drop while everybody's saying that Diddy fucked you is... The first song is called "Came from the Bottom."
Oh wow! I mean that.
How you ain't got nobody who flags that?
Yeah,
I just feel like
they didn't know what was coming.
And then there's
also called hedonism.
Heathenism. And then the last two are called "Big Boy" and "Giving Chanel."
I mean,
I understand that it means like he's giving out Chanel to a woman, but it sounds like a gay guy being like, it's giving Chanel.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of like whip turns, kind of, it's just a lot of this, you know?
Yeah. Came from the bottom.
Hi.
you didn't see the main one. You didn't
I saw that it was happening and that Meek Mill was trending, but I did not go into Meek Mill's actual tweets, and it is wild to imagine that it's one thing to go like, I'm not gay. I feel like it's a whole other thing to be like, I'm not gay. In fact, I love pussy.
Yeah. When I got a girl around me, I'm fucking her twice a day.
Which is already like, you don't have to.
Exactly.
What if you were around a girl and also didn't fuck her one time?
Yeah.
Ask some of your favorites. Pussy don't control me, but it's like a high. Dot, dot, dot. One love to the gay people, but that juicy pussy do it for me.
And he did type it.
I done ran red lights to get that feeling. Y'all weird on here like devils.
This I kind of love that. That tweet is everything for me.
Really good.
Yeah. Also, the shout out to the LGBTQ community.
I mean,
the
fact
that he's like has the time.
He's like, by the way,
real quick.
One love to the gay people.
One love to the gay people, y'all.
But I love pussy.
That juicy pussy is for me. I love juicy pussy.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Actually, I walk it back. I think that that's the exact right tweet for this moment. That's the exact right tweet.
Yeah, it's not really helping. It's not. People are not backing down.
Oh, he'll never beat the case.
He can't win.
This is the rest of time now.
Yeah.
It's still people who think Sierra has a penis. You feel me? Yeah. Y'all remember that one?
Did you have that one in school? In school, of course.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was just a black school thing. Y'all had that in white school.
Has anybody said I used to pray for guys like this?
With guys like this? No, I don't think
so. To ride like this. I used to pray for guys like this to ride like this.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. That's high level execution, bro.
No, the Sierra rumor as a kid was like, but that's different. That was unsubstantiated, and that was just like kids.
Yeah, it was,
it was just like kids
but it
being kids
for years.
Why? Well, I feel like I remember watching a lot of music videos and like trying to zoom in
to see.
You're trying to see.
It got to all of us somehow. Yeah. It got to every playground, every sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
Thought Sierra had a dick.
No, that was like that was a weird one. That was
a crazy one.
Yeah, kids were really like T-vestigating.
And it's also like, where did it start? Like, we didn't really have
no idea where it started. No idea.
I have no idea. I don't know that they would
Diddy probably.
Probably Diddy.
Probably but Diddy.
Yeah,
now that we realize.
And then now, no, Diddy really like it's crazy. Usher, there's that video of him and Usher where they're like sweating, but there's no workout equipment around.
Diddy and Usher is one that's been bothering me for a while.
And you had made this point long before.
Long before?
Bro, this honestly, for me, it began when I knew that he was the one who produced Usher's first album, I wasn't thinking it. But when he got Ciroc, the first Ciroc ad he had that was like, it was like Rat Pack theme, but it was like all dudes. I just remember us in Woodbridge being like, nah, this is some... He's a fruity boy.
Something going on.
On here because this is not a fantasy.
Yeah,
drinking vodka with my boys. That's what I do already. You're selling me what I do already, Diddy.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Well, no. This has all made me like I rewatched the Gangstalicious episode of Boondocks.
Yes.
Because it all feels very present to this week.
Yeah.
Because it is all the song like that's actually one of the hardest times I've ever laughed is the first time I heard homies over hoes do the homie that one is that episode of that show.
They were Aaron Magruder and then was definitely trying to tell us something.
It was on the horizon in a way that like I don't know that show fucking rocked
me. Yeah.
I think the long and short of this is
why was Aaron Paul was in there with them. This one? Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Where they're all, it's Rat Pack themes. They're all.
Yeah, it's like Aaron Paul. It's Jesse Williams.
Yeah, Frank Vincent.
It's just dudes.
Yeah. And they're like, all right, hugging hugging Frank Vincent. Chad Michael Murray was in there.
Listen,
Jesse Williams.
He had an interesting group of guys. I'm like, you got a bunch of dudes. Williams. You don't even got the dudes from No Way Out. You don't got the Locks. Yeah. You don't got Styles P. You don't got none of them guys.
No.
You came in with. You got Jesse Williams and them with you.
I think that that's like because you know. I think that that's who he's hanging out with these Hollywood dudes.
Because they can keep up, bro.
Yeah,
they keep up with. They like to freak it off.
Yeah, they're the like ones freaking off. Like that is, I mean, well, 50 Cent has been saying this for a long time.
Yeah, he was also.
Yeah.
It's really weird that a lot of people said it.
He was the one that was. He was like, I don't hang out with Diddy because he'll like hug you from the back.
it's the matching shirts for me.
Oh, the Meek Mill Diddy matching shirts.
That's the most damning of it all. There's a picture of them in matching designer shirts.
Yeah.
Just like, I can't. Like, Brandon, you've been my friend for years.
No, if we,
I'm trying to think of all of the scenarios where we would be in matching shirts.
Well, it's always like, well, yeah, we would, one of us would go change. The idea that we both put on matching shirt and said, cute top.
Like, cute top. We gotta keep this.
Let's keep it rolling.
We gotta rock like
That's crazy.
Come on, son.
Oh yeah.
With the little person?
Yeah. Is that Wee Man?
Oh, it's not. It's a non Wee Man.
Is that Brad Williams?
It's none of the famous ones.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know where are they?
No clue.
So I'm seeing some star wagons in the back.
Oh, that's got to be on set, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, hey, listen, but, let me shoot my guy some bail.
Yeah.
Diddy wrote this, though.
Do you think that's worth any...
If this is on set, Diddy was like, listen, we got to be a magic
That's crazy. Well, there's the video of Meek Mill in the pool.
Him with the fries.
Well, the picture with him and the fries on his thigh. He was like, I uploaded that on accident. That's what he said. But there's a video of Meek Mill in the pool. And Diddy is recording, and he's like, how you doing, Daddy? How are you doing over there, Daddy?
Yeah.
How's that pool feeling? And he's like, good. I like it.
Nah, he ain't saying with the...
Yeah.
He put the baby girl...
No, but like, that's how... But he was calling him Daddy.
Oh.
Yeah.
And not like, sometimes, and in New York, dudes will just call you Daddy.
Yeah.
There's like a masculine way, but it all is...
Yeah.
It's like a dude who's like, I've never eaten pussy. And then he's like, what's up, Daddy? How you doing, Daddy? Nah, I ain't eat no pussy, Daddy.
Wait, by the way, can we talk about when they were doing Kimmel with guest hosts during COVID, and it was no audience, and then it was like a celebrity in an empty house.
Yes.
You were writing.
I was writing at the time.
You were writing at the time. So you're
in
there
person,
for like
was it like all Zoom?
No, all Zoom. All Zoom and all at home. It was like a very strange
that's
it felt very weird to be like, I write for late night in my house by myself. And like there was no I never got to shoot a Nerf gun at nobody. I was just by myself getting emails being like, write me some jokes on this. I would be like, sure.
The one that I wanted to bring up was when Jason Derulo guest hosted.
The best times.
Yeah. And he had what did he say? He was like, I only want to talk about candy and how handsome I am. Can you guys write jokes about ice cream? It was something like that. It was something about like, can you guys write jokes about ice cream and
believe what he was delivering.
Me being hot.
Yeah, he wanted to be earnest. Get
in the bag, stay in the bag.
No, it was like a really interesting summer because I think it was just like a lot of the celebrity guests, which is like a thing the show had done before. But it was just like, you know, sometimes they would do topical stuff, sometimes they wouldn't. But you could tell, like, there would be people, like, Dua Lipa hosted that summer and Jason hosted. And you could tell there was just like I don't want to talk about COVID. I want to talk about vaccines. I want to have a good time. And so Jason's were all like, can we do a TikTok? Jason does a TikTok. Jason goes, like, flips upside down, you know. Let me see. I could actually probably pull up. Let me see what I do.
Them documents. I
probably have what I pitched for Jason Derulo. Because
what, did he, like, do a TikTok dance with Guillermo or something?
Yes, he taught Guillermo how to make a TikTok or do a TikTok dance or something like that. And it was fun. Let me see if I have my Jason Derulo pitches.
I remember watching I watched the Dua Lipa one.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Appointment viewing.
Gorgeous.
She was on the show.
She's perfect. Did you talk to her?
If only, dude.
What the hell? She's so
What happens? You see Dua Lipa, you come in single rows?
It was, yeah, it was like, she is like a presence.
Yeah.
She it like the room goes a little, it's like a little quieter.
Right.
You know? Or a level. Or exactly. A level higher. Yeah.
The world is being respectful.
Yeah.
Because hey, something, we should be, everybody look.
I mean, she's like the one, like in terms of like pop stars. Right. In terms of like pop stars, right? Who is doing dance, singing and dancing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she's the one.
She's the one.
Yeah,
I can't argue it.
Yeah,
there it is. Let me see. Assignment: Jason Derulo. Assignment. Assignment.
She's assignment, so pretty.
Let's see. We're going deep in Gmail.
Yeah, I really need to see the Derulo documents.
Ooh. The Derulo docs.
Yeah, I need to see the Derulo papers right now.
I have Derulo's script. Whoa. Hello and welcome to Jimmy Kimmel. I'm your guest host, Jason Derulo. You probably know me. I don't know if this is illegal. I might get an email.
No, it's not.
Well, see, because it already aired.
It aired. Hello and welcome to Jimmy Kimmel Live. I'm your guest host, Jason Derulo. You probably know me from listening to my music or watching me on TikTok. And if you don't know who I am, you're old.
Jason, don't be like that.
I hate to be the one to break it to you, but it's true. If you follow me on TikTok, you know my dog Ice. He pops up on there quite a bit. And since this is my first late night monologue, I asked him if he judged my material. Let me know how funny I am. Ice, how was that opening joke? There's a clip.
Cut
I guess
to Ice. He does a little flip.
The dog holds up like I think we did a dog with like.
Oh,
okay, nice. Yeah. That's fun.
I think it's a 7 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've got some room for improvement. I'm going to make you proud. We have to enjoy TikTok while we still got it, because the president wants to get rid of it.
Wow.
No one really knows why.
I forgot.
That is gone. Them days is way gone.
I remember when that was happening. I remember
You know what?
I remember Matt Rife being like, I hope they do get rid of TikTok. I hate TikTok, because it was before, you know?
Sure. I mean, I was afraid.
Yeah.
I feel like every time I opened TikTok, I would see somebody about to die.
It was
somebody was always
early
about to die.
TikTok was crazy.
Yeah.
People were eating weird shit, choking each other. You know, a lot was going on.
You could get away with live leak shit on TikTok.
Son, it was live leak level, son. That 2021, that year was wild, son.
Yeah.
But now Instagram is turning around. Have y'all been seeing the? It's like girls pretending to breastfeed people. We'll get to that.
No, but you'll send me some links.
I'll send you some pics.
I did just find my Jason Derulo pitches from August 18th, 2020. He did not do any of these. These are the things I pitched.
Damn, that's right before my birthday. I wonder what I did.
Yeah, what'd you do for your birthday?
Probably sat at the house.
Shit, this is what we're all doing.
Yeah, I think I was just
crying. This is a pre-tape idea called Jason Derulo Kid Sultans. Jason Derulo is...
What?
Kid Sultans. Jason Derulo is one of a handful of artists to have been on the Hot 100 charts in the 2000s, 2010s, and 2020s.
Oh.
What's his secret? A team of child consultants that keep his hand on the pulse of pop culture. Luckily for our audience, he recorded their latest meeting and is going to show it here on the show.
Kid Sultans. I thought it was Kid Sultans, like a sultan.
Oh, yeah. Kid...
You're the bunch of sheiks.
Yeah, I thought it was little kids dressed like sheiks.
Oh, Kid Sultans?
Yeah, I thought it was Kid Sultans.
Jason Derulo's Kid Sultans.
Son, I was really off.
Gosh.
Okay, I like where this is headed now.
So there was that, and then I also pitched Behind the TikToks, Jason Derulo. In a parody of Behind the Music, Jason would give a dramatized telling of the rise of his TikTok fame, highlighting 3 or 4 videos. We would write fake origin stories, some of his most popular TikToks.
Okay.
I remember this one time I told my team I wanted to celebrate 25 million. This is my like example. I remember this one time I wanted to celebrate 25 million with a cotton candy sandwich. There was just this heavy silence in the room until someone finally said, Jason, you can't make a sandwich without bread. Jason, I looked him dead in his eye. I said, cotton candy is the bread and the meat. And the meat, that's going to be ice cream. We never looked back.
So, yeah, because that is, he would
that's
post.
That's what he did for like.
Things of that nature.
Yes, that was
TikTok.
Very much.
Yeah.
We wanted to do 20 for 20 million subscribers, and I thought, what's bigger than pancakes? And the truth is a whole lot of things. But in that moment, pancakes might as well have been the Empire State Building. That was my inspiration for stacking a bunch of pancakes on top of each other in my living room. And when the pancake tower came crashing down,
the world
I remember
was
thinking,
ending when he wrote this, by the way.
Exactly.
The world was
actively ending. I remember
just
thinking,
keep that in mind.
Has this gone too far? Like Icarus flying too close to the sun, will these pancakes be the end of me? So I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
hell
what
yeah.
That was the energy in the Jason Derulo. Yeah.
Wait, what was the rest of the monologue? Do you have the rest of the monologue? Can
of course,
I see
the
it?
Whole monologue.
I really want to see the whole monologue.
Let's go back to the show script. Jason Derulo.
It's also right? All of these episodes were in like a big empty house.
Yes, we had rented a home.
Yes.
That we could keep COVID safe to a certain degree. And so, yeah, we just lived that every show happened in there. So where'd it go? Okay, approved by Jason Derulo. We have to enjoy TikTok while we still got it because the president wants to get rid of it. No one really knows why. Personally, I think it's because his Doja Cat dance video got 0 likes. But losing TikTok would be disastrous. Without it, where else will we get attention on the internet besides YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Snapchat? A lot of people are still trying
to... I see there's many options.
Okay. Exactly.
I got you.
Oh, I see.
You know.
Okay.
A lot of people are still trying to date during the pandemic, which does not sound fun. Now when guys ask if they can get a woman's digits, they're talking about her temperature. 100.3? Call me after Labor Day.
I did have this to, one time I did get some ass and she made me take a COVID test before I got some ass.
Of course.
And yeah. I did it.
Of course.
Yeah. Travis Kelce style. Yeah.
Had to.
I'll do it, nigga.
What's up, dude?
I'll do it, son.
Mr. Pfizer over here.
Yeah, I went Mr. Pfizer, dog. I was hurting, man.
Sometimes this is what they say, you do what you gotta do.
I need a vaccine for my brain.
Yeah, I really like hearing Jason Derulo 2020 monologue jokes 4 years later.
It does.
It feels there's something
it's,
like
it's such a this moment. It's like
yeah. Wait, yeah, keep going.
These
please.
Are like
you are having fun.
I'm
I
having
can see
a lot
that you're
of fun.
Actively having fun.
No. I like this.
The man's heart is warm.
And first dates are like interrogations now. You gotta ask questions like, do you think COVID is a hoax? And is your name Karen?
And man. Wow, this is so yeah.
And if you do make a connection with someone right now and you get married or whatever, it's gonna be weird to explain to your kids one day. Well, son, I was trying to stay awake in a Zoom meeting when all of a sudden your mom was in the upper left-hand corner. So we agreed to meet in an abandoned field. How did that one, how did you like that one, Ice? The dog holds up another score. I think that's good. Really, no way of knowing. I think it probably is not a number. It's probably something like
that. Can I read a couple?
Like a dog. He put a paw print on there.
Okay. So, where was this?
We're like at these breaks.
Oh, okay. All right, this is cool. Me and Guillermo have been working on a top secret project. And we're excited to share it with you. Like I said, I'm big on TikTok.
This is like popcorn. This is like when you used to make you read in school.
Exactly.
I like that project switch for you.
Jason Derulo just like this was he wanted to keep bringing up the TikTok numbers.
I mean, I think also we were like
he knew.
Our audience also for the most part probably has no idea who Jason Derulo is. So I think there's also a little bit of let's just keep being like he's on that new website that your kids won't shut up about.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay like
on
I
the gas.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I remember Dua Lipa's monologue is like, you might know me from the songs that your kids won't stop listening to on TikTok.
Well, her whole bit is that she talked to like old people who were like, I don't know Dua Lipa. And then she was like, I'm Dua Lipa. And like, I think the bit was literally she played them the music and they went, oh, that's bad. And then she would go, well, I wrote it.
Damn. No fat suit? Did she have a fat suit on?
No, didn't put a single thing on.
Damn. Can you imagine? I would just lie and be like, yes, I love you.
Yeah, I loved it. It was perfect. Yeah, I would be like, I have no idea. Oh, this was you? Incredible.
Ah. Damn. Okay, you went through all the...
the monologues were shorter back then.
Fuck.
Sorry, man.
No, I was really excited.
What were you looking for?
No, I just wanted to read more Jason Derulo COVID jokes.
Humor? Let me see.
We'll send them to you.
We'll
get those emailed to you.
Yeah.
Three years of COVID jokes.
Let me see. There might be some more jokes. There might be approved jokes for Jason Derulo.
Anybody try to do like jokes about polio now?
What?
Like just on some like, just to be like, hey, you think there's only one disease? What if I told you other diseases were humorous?
Yes. they should do that.
Here, you can. We did a bit that year.
People should do that.
We did a bit that year where they would write in a guest book for like at the end for like notes for Jimmy, and these are all the ones that Jason was supposed to read.
Oh, here we go.
So this is what he would write in the guest book at the end of. All right.
At the end of the guest book in this house.
So it was like a bit that played when Jimmy got back and all the hosts from the summer wrote ideas for it.
He was like, oh, wow, they left a book for me.
Yes, exactly. So these were the jokes that Jason Derulo was going to do when he wrote
August 26th, 2020. Approved guest host book lines for Jason Derulo. Dear Jimmy, psyched that my show has got the best ratings. I don't know this for a fact, but smiles. Come on. Best, Jason. Dear Jimmy, remember, at some point in the future, I will call upon you for a favor, and mine will involve murder. See you soon, Jason. Okay, well, that's just, like, that could have been anyone, right? Dear Jimmy, this was a dream come true, not a good dream. One of those dreams you have after taking peyote in the desert, Jason. Okay, so, yeah, Jason was sort of like, Jason was coming in like, I am but a vessel.
Yes, exactly.
I am but a vessel, but I also, like, will not, I'm not going to, I don't want to. Don't make me do anything that is interesting.
No spice. No spice.
Please, no spice.
You gotta be spiceless. No
spice. Yeah. These days, you have to ask a woman if she has COVID and if her name is Karen.
You know, just clean, you know?
These days, dating is different. You have to ask a woman if she has COVID and if her name is Karen. That's crazy. That is
a different time.
That is crazy. That's nuts.
That was four. So also, funny. Yeah, it's like exactly 4 years ago. Exactly. On a side note, March 1st, we all thought.
Yeah.
Good. Hey, wow.
Yeah, it was. We just did a bit about it last thing. It was like 2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah.
2 weeks because it was a leap year in 2020.
Thank you. Yeah. Do you remember? Did you go to Dodger Stadium? Did you go get like a test at Dodger Stadium?
At some point.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Nigga, the radio station, they make you change the radio station.
Oh, yeah, so you hear the instructions and shit.
Hear the instructions. They wouldn't let you open your window. We thought you couldn't open your windows.
We thought it was like,
what the fuck?
They were like, crack it. Crack it, and I'm going to slide this shit in. And then you crack it, and you slide the shit out.
Once I realized, like, how fine I would have been, probably. Yeah.
Dog, can you imagine?
I should have been freaking off.
You should have been getting, yeah.
I should have been freaking off. I should have been taking all the road dates. I should have just been like, immediately, knowing what I know now.
Being the aliens watching that part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're one of the aliens, and you see 2020. Like, look at these
Pussy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at all these motherfuckers roller skating alone.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. But now.
But now we're free.
But now look. Now look at
we're
us.
We're free, getting bags. Now look at us. Yeah.
Aside.
Yeah.
Good British voice, by the way, Brandon. Let me not step over that.
Oh, yeah.
What that was that? Good. I saw him get British. He did a little Dua Lipa back there. You might have missed it.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is a quick
I'm not going to do it again.
Can't, he does it. He check does it once.
Tape. You got to, yeah, of course. Yeah. Check the tape.
Check the tape.
Roll it back.
I remember her monologue was like, she said the line about TikTok, and she said like, remember outside? She said that at one point. It's always like some shit like that, because this is when, you know, I mean, that is, it's crazy looking back. I liked reading those. I love that. I'm obsessed with that one that's like, these days you have to ask a woman if she's named Karen, which that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's not quite. I don't know.
It's like, wouldn't you know? Lying? Wait, yeah. So like, yeah. you're on a date with a woman and you presumably know her name.
I think the joke is that she's white. Yeah. The joke might have just been that she's white.
You would know her name before you went on the date, right?
I mean, I don't think so. Jason Derulo, maybe not.
You're like, you better not. Your name better not be Karen. I've seen those videos. I've seen those viral videos. Your name better not be Karen, and you better be COVID negative. Mm. Run it. Get it in the monologue. Get that in the monologue. We got to get that in the monologue.
That's it. Let's lock that down.
Let's lock it down. Well, yeah, because I remember Dua was on Corden doing like a new rules But like new rules for COVID dating.
Oh fuck.
You know, one. Wash your fruit, you know.
Oh,
like,
shit! No, no,
she ain't saying step one. Wash your fruit.
Wash your hands or something about like hand sanitizer.
Yeah, of course.
There's a lot of like.
The aliens was clowning the shit out
that
of
that was
bro.
So. Yeah, what the fuck?
I was like going to. I remember I had like a, you know, you would just be in the park on blankets. It was just like, but yeah. 19 feet away from each other. Everybody brought their own food. You're just like, and this is hanging out. This is being social.
Yeah. Mm. That's what that was. That was, yeah, this fucking.
Delivery booze was gay. A good thing that we got from it, though.
I love that.
Yeah. Delivery booze was cool.
That was cool.
For yeah. a hot second.
That's, and you can still. But you, it's it to do that now is like dark.
Yeah. But yeah. they're still, you can still get a.
I don't know.
They're still sending kids.
I don't know if you can get liquor or from a restaurant. You can't. But I like, you know, I don't know what this says about me, but I was like disappointed the other day. I feel like I used to be able to get liquor on like Uber Eats, and I feel like you can get like White Claw, you can get beer, but you can't get like, they won't just bring you a handle of Jack.
Really? Let me see.
Try.
In Denver, though, you could get meth.
That's an option.
Oh,
two
yeah,
taps,
aren't you?
Two taps off the phone.
You're like going, you're like, wait, let me see here. Oh, yeah, Jason Wine and Spirits. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, you can get hard. Oh. Oh, maybe not.
Exactly.
Oh, no, Portland, no, whiskey. Whiskey. That.
Oh, they got it?
Yeah, you can get whiskey and tequila. No, because I know that I had done this
thank
like.
Oh, God. Good.
I was yeah. worried.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
you can still do that.
It's all right.
Can
Luke.
You actually just right yeah. now? Can you just throw one on there for me? Hey, can we just do a bullet ride? Just do that.
Oh my God.
God damn. Well, I think we gotta get out of here.
It's about that time.
This is the length of one of these things.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. We do it about this.
Yeah,
long.
That makes sense. I just found out I can get liquor on Uber Eats, so you know I'm gonna drive my car home and
yeah,
then
race a bottle back to your house, yeah.
and then drive back here.
Yeah, and then come back.
Of course.
Yeah. You're welcome to come on back.
Yeah,
please.
Goddamn. It's well. You got it. Do you have anything to plug?
I don't know. If you love D&D shit,
yeah,
you can watch my. Show Dimension 20 or listen
Dimension
to my
20.
Podcast Worlds Beyond Number.
Come and on. That's they're both separate D&D projects.
D&D adjacent.
And the video one, it's you playing D&D.
The video one's me playing D&D and the audio one is me playing D&D.
It's just two
different
shows.
Games.
Two different games, different groups of people playing D&D.
Oh, two different groups.
Two different mm-hmm. cuz you got two different play strategies.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
One
yeah.
is going hard, one is laying back.
Yeah, yes. exactly.
letting the game come
one,
to him.
One we're doing jokes, we're having fun. One we're fucking leaning in. One we're yeah. leaning in both, but I think that one is more like it's a group, it's a big group, and we're having fun. And the other one is like we're telling a story.
Okay,
we're like we're writing. An
Which one is that?
The podcast is kind of like it is rich and it is textured.
Oh, okay. And you have to be invested in the other one. It's
and,
easier
the, and the other
to
ones
just,
we're
like,
having like in. We're telling a great story and having a really good time.
And then. You know, you don't. I guess you don't need to plug.
I mean, if you want to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live, yeah. you can.
Jimmy Kimmel Live,
please. Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel Live, 11:35.
Get on over there.
It's Monday through Thursday.
Get the numbers yeah. right.
Come through.
Have they worked things out, him and Aaron?
No.
No,
I don't have any. I don't have too much insider info. But last I checked. No.
Okay. Yeah, that's damn.
Jimmy's real like that. Like Jimmy is not. Jimmy's like, what's up? We're good.
Yeah.
Like I just don't think from my experience of him, I don't think it is gonna be like a like brother.
They're not gonna piece it up with like white Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, they're not gonna come out of a room together.
Bill O'Reilly piecing it
exactly,
up
exactly, just holding hands.
Oh well, I do need to. Well, I'll get this. I'll clip it up top.
Put it up top. We can put them up top.
We can put. Well, yeah. I just want to say before we get into anything else, Seattle, Washington. I'm going to be in Seattle, Washington this month.
Ooh.
This goddamn month.
Ooh.
March 29th, the 30th. Four shows in Seattle at Laughs, and then I'm going to be in New Orleans in May, 24th and the 25th. That's also a weekend. It's also a weekend. Doing a weekend in New Orleans. You're doing a weekend in New Orleans.
I am
soon,
doing
you know?
A weekend in New Orleans. April 12th and 13th. Lafayette, Louisiana, April 11th.
Come through.
And Denver, 420 weekend. Boulder, Colorado, the Boulder Comedy Show, April 21st.
And then so we'll clip that.
Yeah.
Put it up top. And then, all right.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Hey, thanks, guys.
So dumb. Thank you for doing this, Lou. Oh.